Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Listen up, Beyond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the premier forum on technology and persons with disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Glad you have come aboard. Glad you invited us into your home tonight. Folks, glad you're out there listening. For those folks who are not listening to the Super Bowl, welcome aboard. We've got a fun show for you tonight. The trivia is going to be music as well as some other trivias. We're going to have some sports trivia. It's going to be unusual sports trivia. Folks, before we get started, let's introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my one, the only, my beautiful, smart, intelligent wife, my boss with the hot sauce, my co-host, Lynn Golder.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So happy you're with us tonight.
And in her home in Orlando, Florida. That's right. In Orlando, Florida. She is so smart. She is so pretty. There's nothing else I can say. She's got it all. That's right. She's got it all. I mean, Sheila Young, co-host Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. And I want to send a special shout out to my friend, Eugene. Happy Valentine's Day. And to everybody in Pinellas Council and FCB and ACB that is listening.
Well, wait a minute. Since she's saying happy Valentine's
yeah,
to everybody.
What's going on?
Yeah, I might as well say happy Valentine's to my Valentine's, too. And I've got two Valentine's girls. One is my beautiful, smart wife, Lynn Golder.
Well, happy Valentine's to you.
Thank Hi, baby. And the other is our best friend, Nancy Maniconis. Nancy, if you're listening.
Oh, for sure.
Nancy, if you're listening, happy Valentine's Day. Yes. And thanks for your box of candy.
We had a nice dinner together.
Yes, we did. And in the studios. Oh. I don't have to say this. Do I have to say happy Valentine's
Chris
Day to him,
our
too?
Valentine's
yeah, he's
yeah.
our Valentine's.
We love
okay.
Chris.
I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to ask if you're going to be my Valentine. But anyway, happy Valentine's to your wife, Chris Shaw.
Live from Orlando, Florida, in the studios of WOKB, the Blind and Beyond radio show. You know what time it is. I've always wanted to do that. There it is right there. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was all about.
Yeah.
And I understand for those folks, we just went FM today.
Yeah,
so now we're on AM and FM as well on the
station. Remember it?
What?
100.7
FM. So if you would like to listen on FM, it has a bigger radius than the AM. You should be able to hear all over.
Yeah.
The radius is humongous. 100.7. Lynn, you should go out in the car and listen and see if it's there.
Well, you and Sheila can do the show. I'll sit in the car and drive.
Thank gosh. You know what? I've got some shout-outs, and then I'm sure Sheila does, and Michael, don't forget the one you have in Texas.
Yes.
If you forgot the name, I'll remind you.
Okay.
But I would like to, on a more serious note, express our condolences to our dear friend and listener, Liz Alexa, who lost her husband this week.
God,
so
yes.
It really is something from Sunday to Sunday. It just seems like it's in an instant. We're sitting here, and then here we are again. But look how many things happened, good and bad, in 1 week. So unfortunately, this is bad news that Liz's husband passed away, and she was with him when he died. And our condolences to her and Liz Alexa and her son, Logan. We're thinking about you. And also, I'd like to give a belated happy birthday to Sherry Brun. And Charles, I hope you're feeling better. And Michael, I know you have a shout-out, and then we'll have Sheila.
This is shout-out is for Flora. Are you listening, Flora? See, I did say it. Flora in Austin, Texas.
That's right.
If you're listening, Flora, that's for you, Flora.
Right.
Yes, it is.
You, Sheila?
Sheila, you have a shout out?
You know, I really don't because I would have way too many. So
give a shout out to way too many.
Way too many.
Shout out to everybody.
Chris, sure, you got any shout outs?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to everybody that's connected in my phone.
Okay.
Everybody that I'm hooked up with in my phone and everybody on under the sound of my voice. Hey, what up? How you doing? Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes. I have something to say, though. This is not funny. This is very sad, but very interesting. I don't think she'll mind me saying it because her and I discussed it. We're talking about Liz Alexa when her husband died. She's been through so much, but it was very interesting what she said. She could, as you know, was blind, so she could not see her husband. But she wasn't always blind, but she's blind now, totally blind.
Right.
And she could not see her husband. You know what she did? I thought this was unbelievable sweet. He was dying. And she wanted to touch him, and she wanted to feel him. So she got in bed and cuddled with him. And when he died, he was actually in his arms,
in her arms
when he died. I thought that was unbelievable.
Really?
What a nice thing. So she couldn't see his face, and she wanted to be able to feel his face. She wanted to feel everything. And the bottom line is,
true love.
She cuddled him, and he died in her arms. That was unbelievable. I thought that was very sweet. I asked her to come on the air when she's old enough. Yeah. Not, wait a minute. I'm getting my thoughts together because it's tearing me apart. It's I asked her to come on the air when she's feeling better and to tell the story because he was very good to her for many years and helped her
and her son.
Very supportive.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize, but Liz was very active in the Lehigh Valley Center for the Blind up there in Pennsylvania. So, and she has a nickname for herself, her royal blindness. So that's the Liz we're speaking of.
Yeah.
Michael, one of the things I wanted to bring up today to you and Sheila and to Chris, and Chris, could you get that spot ready, please? I've been reading a lot because the Super Bowl's on right now, as you know. I'm sure you all have one ear to the Super Bowl, but I started to think about, like, well, how a lot of the sponsors are making a big deal that they're inclusive now and the blind people are going to be able to understand their commercials and what they're about. Well, anyway, one of them caught my eye, and I asked Chris, sent it to Chris and asked Chris to play it. And I would like your we would like your reactions. I would like to know, and I'm going to listen too. I mean, I kind of know what it's about, but just listen for 60 seconds, and you tell me if you know what this commercial is about. It probably would be playing tonight during the game. Well, I know it will be. But, Chris, can you play that, please? And listen carefully. So, Michael, let's get people.
To me, what I just heard.
Just a collage.
That to me is how you spend millions of dollars going down the toilet.
Right.
Because as a blind person, I couldn't see that commercial. And I'm listening to this commercial, and I don't know what you make out of it.
Chris?
If anybody would like to call in 407-894-1680, that commercial was made for supposedly, I understand from the grapevine. For the blind community.
Chris, did you watch it?
407-894-1680. Should I tell whose commercial was?
I can't wait to hear what people have to say because I know what my thought is, and I know we're probably getting ready to go to break.
No, that's okay. We're okay.
We're okay.
But I wanted to know, Chris is a sighted person, and I, as a sighted person, I was a little confused. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, because I would have never thought it was talking about the mere fact of the brother losing his eyesight. So
right.
I just thought it was a commercial for Toyota because I saw the name at the beginning, Toyota.
Right.
Toyota, yeah. In case you folks don't listen to what you just heard, it was talking about Toyota, the car company, and talking about a blind person, okay?
How are you talking about a blind person?
I'm not saying that's what Toyota's saying.
Am I allowed to say what it is, or are we supposed to wait for people to...
No, let's wait for people, then you can say.
Yeah, because I was going to tell Sheila what it's like.
No, I think we need to wait and hear what people have to say, because I know what I would say.
Okay.
And I would agree with what Michael said.
407-894-1680. 407-894... Wait a minute. 407-894-1680. I'd like to know, when any of you people are listening right now, 407-894-1680, what... You thought you heard in that commercial we just played. That commercial was worth millions of dollars. I'll just tell you, it's Toyota, the car company, Toyota. And it was talking about supposedly what I'm understanding from Lynn, a blind person. Anything else I'm not going to tell
you. Well, and at the very end is when I heard Toyota. Until the end of that 60 seconds, I had no clue. I thought it was guys playing football.
Well, actually, it's about guys skiing. It's two brothers who are professional skiers, and
really,
it's about skiing.
Wait, Chris, don't Chris,
don't tell anymore
because I'm going to wait to see if anybody calls in and see what they have to say when they're calling in. Maybe they know more. 407-894-680. All I'm saying is that I'm listening to it. I thought it was a lot of waste of money, to say the least.
Well, I agree with you, Michael, and I can't wait to hear what people have to say because I am really curious.
One of the things I have to say as a sports person, I love sports. I listen to sports all the time, but I have to tell you, I listen. I don't watch because I'm blind, so I can't see. Now, people know that I have some, I use the word some vision. All I have to see is shadows. If I see the television, all I can see is the white of the screen. Okay, I can't see much. But I can tell you this, I listen to radio all the time because in listening to radio, I can hear the game
when
play by play. When I'm listening to the television, if you just listen to the television,
you can't hear squat.
No, because you can't hear nothing. They're talking about the guy's college or his high school. They're talking about this and that. And before you know it, there's maybe a touchdown, and he might say something, and then you say, oh, okay, they're up by seven. Okay, but they don't tell you what. They don't tell you what the score is. Mm-hmm. Basketball, to me, is the worst because a game goes so fast, and you never know the score. I have to always ask Alexa, Alexa, what's the score of the game I'm listening to?
Mike, don't you can't keep saying Alexa, Mike. Every time you say Alexa, you mess somebody up.
Alexa just went on. My Alexa just went on.
Right, right.
Alexa, stop.
What?
Listen,
you like football, Sheila. How do you follow the game? I know you like it. I forget what team you like, but I know you
New Orleans.
Like.
Oh, I am a New Orleans and a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and of course I don't care who wins the Super Bowl.
Me neither. We don't either. Well, I do kind of feel sorry for Cincinnati because they haven't won since the 80s, so I'm kind of rooting for them. But
well, yeah, if I had to pick, that's who I would pick. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you bet your house on this game.
I don't have a house.
Wait. Let's go to the phone line. We got Eugene from Clearwater. On the phone line. Eugene, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Happy Valentine's Day, Sheila and Lynn. You too, Michael and Chris.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're not wishing Michael happy Valentine's Day?
Oh, he did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Eugene, you're not going to be my Valentine, Eugene.
Yeah. Hey, my hearing must be bad, but I thought I heard a young person on that commercial, and what I was thinking when I heard the commercial that was talking about brain cancer or something like that, but I may have been a whole totally off base. But I didn't put it.
No,
just too busy.
No, commercial. When I weren't talking about cancer, they were talking about blindness.
Yeah, I see. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah,
I think that. Well, I don't want to give it away.
Is there anybody else on the line? So we'll talk about it then. We'll tell you.
I heard them.
Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you, Eugene, for calling. And appreciate your phone call, Eugene.
Now, in all honesty, video-wise, video production-wise, from a video standpoint, the commercial looked amazing. Video-wise.
Yeah, but that's for a sighted person.
Right, and that's what they did. They're still catering to the sighted, but not giving enough emphasis on the non-sighted.
Right. Well, they're always going to do that. And this is a whole nother subject that I could be on my soapbox over. But
why you're here tonight.
The disabled community and the blind and low vision community are always an afterthought.
The sighted
world doesn't think about the blind, low vision, and disabled, because they don't think we're functioning adults. They don't think we're part of the community, that we pay taxes, we buy groceries, we do everything that everybody else does except drive cars, and some of them do drive cars.
Well, I know
because
some,
they
I know,
can.
I know blind people that drive all the time.
Well,
because they sure be cutting me off. I can't tell excited. Sometimes. They sure be cutting me off.
But anyway, just so you know what you listened to before, Toyota commercial was about two skiers, correct?
When the boys were little, the one boy, they found out he had Stargardt's disease. Uh-huh. So the brother said, don't worry, we're gonna go ahead and you're gonna be an athlete.
So, Chris, what was the sport again that they were doing?
Skiing.
They were skiing.
They were skiing.
Skiing.
And he became a champion.
A champion skier.
An Olympic skier.
Yeah. So, but it's just.
So that's what it's supposed to be listening
but
to.
But everything they're talking about.
I had no clue.
Well,
I had no clue.
All they were talking about, and I was reading all these different articles about how the Super Bowl is going to be so inclusive tonight, and all these commercials, and Tide, and Procter & Gamble. And,
that's why I, as a blind person who loves sports, we don't watch television. I always listen to the radio. If I'm going to listen to a game, I'll listen on the radio. Because there you'll hear the announcer say, oh, he's going out to the left, or he's going out to the right. He's going this. He's going to do this.
It's a snap.
He's telling you everything that's going on. On television, you don't hear nothing.
Well, and that's why a lot of my blind friends have Sirius XM radio. Because you can listen to NFL and MLB on Sirius XM. And it is so descriptive that you don't have to have television.
Right. Sheila, let's go. We're going to go to break, Sheila
okay.
and Chris. And then when we come back, we'll talk more about that. Okay, Sheila, and I'd like you to tell about your Houston trip.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And by the way, don't forget we're on FM as well now. It's 100.7 on your FM dial. Lynn, you're up.
Oh, it's my pleasure to reintroduce Sheila Young. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Lynn. It's so nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it really is nice to talk to you. All righty. So I didn't call you or text you or anything this week because I've been so preoccupied, but I knew you, and you forgot to text me that you arrived safely, my dear. But anyway, Sheila. Yeah, Sheila went back to Houston this past week she met with a bunch of people to reassess the accessibility at the Holocaust Museum in Houston, Texas. So tell us all about it, Sheila. So what transpired this time?
Well, I'll tell you, it was an interesting trip, and kudos to Stacia Boyd, who is with Q Media Productions, who did the audio description for the Holocaust Museum of Houston. There is one in D.C. There is a Holocaust Museum in D.C., and there is one in Orlando, actually.
You know, there's three in Texas, I found out.
And this one is huge. It's got three different areas. It's got a diary area where it's got the Diary of Anne Frank, and then it's got a human rights gallery, and then it has the main museum area. And when we went out in 2019, we did the audio description, the original, when the museum was first built, did the audio description. And for those who might be listening and say, oh, audio description's not a big deal. Well, I want anyone who is sighted to go into any museum, close your eyes, walk around that museum, and try to figure out what's there. Whether it's an art museum, art gallery, whether it's a museum, a history museum, whatever. Because those of us who are blind or low vision enjoy the museums and the arts. Maybe not as much as some do, but I will tell you that it is so empowering to be able to go into a museum and know what the display is, know what the picture is, know what is portrayed in that display. And I also worked on the Wright Brothers Museum in Kitty Hawk several years ago. Yeah. So what we did this time, the museum wanted us to come back and bring in a focus group. So I was able to work with the Texas Council of the Blind president, Peggy Garrett. So thank you, Peggy. And a few of their members. And we met at the museum, and they were able to go through the museum with us with the audio description. And then we took them upstairs. The museum provided them lunch, and we were able to have a conversation of, what did you think? You know, a critiquing of the audio description. And we had some hiccups. It was a challenging day. But overall, I think we got the museum and Stacia got some really good feedback. And it's just so empowering to be able to walk around a museum and not have to have somebody sighted tell you what that display is or what that uniform looks like or what is in that picture. It is absolutely so just, I don't even know the word. But Len, if you ever get a chance to go to a museum and go with Michael and have him, have you have to tell him what you see. Because that's the purpose of audio description. The purpose is we can see what you see.
Right.
And that's the importance of it. And the American Council of the Blind is working so hard on audio description overall. And that will be one of our imperatives this year when we go to legislative week in March. And I believe I actually am supposed to be on the week of our leadership week. So I can certainly come back then and talk about the imperatives, or we can talk about them a little bit tonight. But part of, one of the imperatives is about accessibility. And it's about accessibility to television, audio description, and in television, audio description in movies and theater and
live. Well, tell us about it. That's what I figured you would do tonight. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, audio description is more than just having somebody tell you what's going on. Audio description is listening to a movie and knowing what's occurring during that movie. Watching a television show and knowing what's going on. Having a weather alert come across your television. You live in Florida, you live in California, you've got
right, it goes hurricane. Across the bottom of the screen. You right. wouldn't even know.
Yeah, you hear a beep. You have no clue what that beeping is. You're in Kentucky and you got a tornado coming through. You live in California, you got a fire. You live.
So
in...
how does it work? How does it work, Sheila?
Well, it doesn't right now.
No, I know, but how would you?
It would,
how do you foresee that it would work?
It should be an alert that comes across, and then all of a sudden you hear a voice saying,
"Okay,
there is a tornado spotted in your area, or you are under a hurricane warning. Go to your, you know, evacuate, whatever." That's what it should be. And I think that if people would reach out to their legislators and say how important this is to them, there isn't, I don't believe, and I will certainly put this out as soon as I know it, and I will ask Len to put it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show's website, Facebook page and website. I don't believe there's a bill for this one yet, but we need one because it is so scary to be living in Orlando, Florida, know there's a hurricane coming, and not know whether I need to board up and leave. And this would enable anyone, no matter where you live, to know that you've got a weather alert.
See, someone who is deaf, they would be still be able to read it. But what you're
correct.
Saying, someone who is blind, they would not know what that banner is that's going across the
correct.
Bottom of the screen.
Correct. Right. And a lot of people think accessibility is captioning. Well, captioning is awesome for people who are
right.
deaf. That's
right.
awesome.
You know, on the radio, whenever they do that, you know, they do that national emergency
uh-huh,
sound every
uh-huh,
periodically,
uh-huh.
but they tell you on the radio you're listening to a test.
Right.
But what you're saying is on television, you
they don't
have
do
no
it.
Idea what's going on.
No.
The
no.
radio,
and,
even though radio is old-fashioned, it still serves
right.
its purpose.
Right. And, you know, something that we were talking about while I was in Houston was, when you're sitting in a restaurant and or a sports bar and you've got all these TVs on the wall and you can't hear what's going on.
No.
But yet the captioning is right. on every TV.
Right, exactly.
So if anyone is deaf or even sighted, but they can't hear what's going on, they know what's going
right.
on.
Right. Within 90s, go to a restaurant that had, by
audio box, remember, by each seat to listen.
No, I don't remember that. Yeah, what restaurant was that?
The Wings place.
Oh, Bob Budzinski, yeah. The football player?
Yeah.
He did have an audio box? Gosh, I don't remember that. That was our favorite Wings place, and I don't remember that.
You listen.
Yeah, but what Sheila's saying is...
But if you're sitting in a sports bar and there's a game on TV that you want to know what the score is, if you're sighted, you can certainly see it because you can see the game or you can see the captioning. And if you're deaf, you can. But the blind community is always the last one that is considered, no matter what the issue is. It doesn't matter.
I hope the sighted people out there are listening to this and taking it all in, because before Michael lost his sight, we probably would be listening with half of an ear, you know. I'll be honest, because we just didn't pay attention to things like that. And now we do. And I hope that whoever is sighted and listening to the show all these years, you know, I hope you've learned something, because I know we have.
Well, and you do remember that this is this macular degeneration?
Yes. I read it last Sunday that February is National Age-Related Macular Degeneration and Low Vision Awareness Month.
Right.
And it's the number one cause of severe vision loss in the United States, adults over age 60.
Yep. And diabetes is the number one cause of blindness.
Yeah.
And you know why? A lot of people who lose their vision from diabetes, you know, the major problem is?
They don't think it'll affect them.
No, that's not the reason.
Well, we know a couple of people that thought it wouldn't happen to them.
The major reason is, what's the major reason?
What?
They don't go for checkups all the time. That's how I knew I was diabetic. That if you would go to your doctor like once every 3 months or every 6 months, the doctor tells you, they do urine, they do everything, they take your blood, and they can tell you if your sugar's high. A lot of those folks, we have a cousin who went blind, totally blind, because diabetes, and he said he didn't go for his checkups, and that's the problem.
So, Sheila...
He didn't know he was diabetic.
And that is another imperative, Michael. Thank you for leading into that, because that is another imperative about durable medical equipment.
Oh, that's a big one. That's
it's a huge one, and that is a bill, and I don't know it's in the House. It's a House bill, and it starts with 48. And I don't remember the House bill number. It's not in the Senate
yet. I read
about
that.
But it is a bipartisan bill, which is a good thing. But this is something that everybody, I don't care who you are, if you are sighted and you have diabetes, you seriously need to try to push for this bill to pass, because technology is there, and we can have the ability to do insulin, to do our sugar, to be able to have the ability to do it independently. I am so tired of people saying to me, well, you can't do your insulin. I mean, and I'm not an insulin user, so I'm saying this in generic. You should have somebody sighted to help you. What if you live alone and you want to be an independent individual who doesn't want to always depend on somebody sighted to help you? Technology is out there.
I have to interrupt you.
And then we go to...
I'm an insulin user, and I can tell you...
He does it himself.
When it comes to my insulin, I do it myself.
Oh, wait, but I do the test. We do the test together.
No, that's different.
The meter.
That's a meter.
But, Michael, are you able to be able to, number one, know what your numbers are on your own?
That's different.
Well, he has a talking meter.
It's not different.
Wait. But I get, first of all, the insulin I do is with a pen. I don't ask for the regular needle. So you can ask for a pen. I have a pen. And my cousin, who's totally blind, uses the same thing. It's a pen.
But what she's saying is you don't check your numbers by yourself.
Wait a minute. Let me take one thing at a time. I give myself insulin with this pen. And it's easy because you have to listen to the clicks. I'm supposed to give myself 25 units each night. I just have to listen to 25 clicks. And the bottom line is I give myself insulin with the pen. I know how to do it. and you put your alcohol on the spot you're going to do. And then the hard part is for me to find out where I'm going to give myself insulin, because you don't want to give yourself the insulin in the same spot. You keep on moving your around your stomach, and you have to remember where you gave your spot last. But what you were saying, Sheila, I can do the blood in my finger myself, but the machine that I have doesn't.
Yes, it does talk to you.
So how come
it certainly does, because you don't try.
Oh, okay, that's right. I'm lazy. All right, I'm lazy.
It does talk. Strategy, I believe.
Michael, if you lived on your own, right, and
then I would have
you
to
were
do
a
yes.
single
right.
individual,
yes, I would have
how
to do it.
Would,
I would
you
have to
be
do it.
Able to do this all your own?
I probably would have to do it. I would have to do it, because the difference is, like everything else, when Lynn forces me to do certain things myself, then I become more independent.
All right. Listen, on this tyranny,
you're making excuses.
On this note of tyranny, let's go to a quick break. Chris, come back and we'll do Sheila's trivia.
Okay.
And we'll talk.
We're going on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I'm coming back with trivia. You're listening to the Bottom Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, believe it or not. Yes. We're live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. Now remember it. Go do it. Go use it. It's trivia time. Trivia time on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Trivia time. Go to your phones. Ready?
Hey,
ready? Here we go.
Sheila's setting up. It's her trivia.
I'm getting ready for Sheila. Well, Sheila Young, it's trivia time. It's your trivia.
Oh, is it?
It's your time.
All right. We are going to play a song, which I absolutely love this song and love this voice. So please call in and tell us who's singing this song. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody. So that's why I chose this song.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me.
That's not the song I
picked.
That's not the song, Chris.
Chris, that's not the song.
That is not the song, Chris.
Oh, dear.
Wrong song.
Oh, boy.
Wrong
song. Everybody's calling already.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Rewind.
Chris, you there?
Chris, you there?
For me.
Okay, Sheila.
Darling,
thank
just
you.
Dive right in. Follow my lead. I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Oh, my goodness. What words. What words.
It's a beautiful song.
You can play a little more, Chris.
So someone picks it up, calls.
Play a little more.
So someone calls in. Play a little more. It's a good song.
Sheila, don't faint. Michael said play a little more of your song.
I heard that.
So
holy cow.
So where's Chris?
I feel special.
You should always feel special.
What happened to Chris?
He's in the men's
room. I don't know. He disappeared.
Go drive to Orlando and knock on the glass.
In the men's room. Come out of the men's room.
So you're listening to the game?
Chris, we lost you.
We're listening to Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's right.
407-894-1680. Who was singing that song?
407-894-1680.
Oh, there he is. Yes, Chris Shaw.
No, I had phone calls coming in. That's all. So
yeah,
I was trying to answer the phone calls. But we got two callers thus far on the phone line. We're going to go over to Tennessee. Tennessee. And, of course, it's Yeah, Tennessee. And then we got our other good friend from
I know who that is.
British Columbia. Yeah. On the phone line as well. So Tennessee was first. So let's go hit up the one and only, the singer herself, the Miss Know All of Know All Music, Kelly. Kelly, how you doing?
Kelly James.
Hey.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kelly James.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hi, Kelly.
Happy Valentine's Day. You too. It's by Ed Sheeran.
You are right. Good job.
Thank you for calling in.
The other one
was Michael Bolton.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't a trivia.
Yeah, but
we're going to play that at the end of
the trivia.
That was going to be our outro.
Yeah. He is so smart. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway, $10 gift card coming your way. Hey, it rhymes. Subway coming your way.
How do you like that?
How are you, Kelly?
Yay. Doing good. It's cold here, but, you know, I hear it's kind of chilly in Florida, too.
What's going on at 39 here tonight where we are?
It's just 80.
It's all right. It's all right. It was 70-something today, so life's good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Yeah, it's going to be in the 60s later this week, but no snow. I don't know if we'll get more snow this winter, but we've had a couple of snowstorms.
Mm-hmm. And how's Rory?
So, yeah. He's good. He's in Texas playing with a polka band, and so he will be home Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening to the Blind Me On Radio Show, Kelly Jane.
Just so everybody knows, Kelly's been listening to us since 2012.
How do you know?
Because I remember.
Yeah, since the beginning, the old days.
Yeah. The old days, yeah.
Was she part of the first gang?
I think
so. I don't think so.
No?
No,
Kelly,
so.
Were you with the gang, Karen?
No.
Yes, she was.
She was there?
Yes,
okay.
I was.
I didn't see her there.
She sure wasn't. Was Motley Crue.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was good, Michael. That was good.
You didn't get the joke.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
I didn't see her there.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, I got it.
No, brother.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right, guys, have a good week. Bye-bye.
You too.
Our excited people. Didn't get the joke, though. They didn't understand.
Yeah, it was over right over my head.
It was over the side of people's heads.
What's the paying attention?
Folks.
All right. Yo, how's it going?
Let's go. We got one more call on the phone line all the way from the south side of the British Columbia. Representing is the one and only Carrie. Carrie, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing today, y'all?
Happy Valentine's Day, Carrie.
Happy Valentine's
Thank
Day.
Thank you. Yeah, I had the answer to the trivia since somebody else got it. What I was going to do then is I was debating whether I should pitch a fit or talk about this accessibility thing that we've all been talking about.
Pitch a fit. I'm glad
yeah,
you
I could
a
pitch
fit.
A fit, you know, just because. What the heck?
Tell us, you have a few minutes to the top of the hour. Tell us about accessibility.
What I was thinking, like, I don't know anything about the medical thing, and I don't know anything about, you know, that. But you know what would be really awesome is, you know how a lot of theaters have the descriptive video machines? You can take it to your chair with you. Well, that's great if you live in a city where the accessibility is available. But you know what would be more beneficial is if you could get your own app, if you have an Apple or an Android, as well as those machines, so that for those people in rural areas, they could download the descriptive track and take it with you to a theater.
You can, Carrie. It depends.
We can. We're in Canada.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think, at least to my knowledge, and that's what they need, because there's a lot of theaters that just don't have access to whatever the sound is.
Yes, and unfortunately, I don't believe that we have jurisdiction to assist in that, but let me recommend that you reach out to our advocacy individual at ACB, who is Clark Rackful, and I believe the email would be advocacy@acb.org.
Advocacy@acb.org, okay.
Yes, and ask them if they could assist you with knowing how to make this happen, because you never know.
And don't forget,
there's
got to
be something.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, because I'm a real believer in this.
Well, I think that if you reach out to Clark, he's an amazing individual, and he will get back to you. So just send an email to advocacy@acb.org and talk with them.
I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Let us know how it goes.
Thank you. I sure will.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. And now I will pitch a fit.
Okay. Well, that's the deal. All righty.
And the phone number to call in, which we definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And by the way, folks, if you're listening for the first time, say, what's this show all about? We try to be the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and blind community. So that's what we're all about.
Well, the show, Michael, it apparently educates the blind community as well.
Well, so, I was just going to say that before you interrupted. Yes. I was going to say the following. What I was going to say before Sheila interrupted me was the following.
So rudely interrupted me.
Yes. I was going to say that the show basically was meant for first to entertain you. That was the first purpose, to entertain you.
For variety.
The second was to educate you, to all the things going on in the visually impaired and the blind community, to educate the sighted people about the blind people, about what we can do. Now, not just people sitting there with pencils and papers at the newsstand, but we do a lot of things in the world outside, that we are people that are independent and trying to teach the sighted people about the blind people. So all those folks who have said, I don't know a blind person. Well, we're using this radio show. You can listen to us visually impaired. And like the famous people always say, you don't sound blind. Well, we don't. Nobody sounds blind. And there's a lot of people that can do a lot of things that a sighted person can do except drive a car. So there. And the third thing
I
want to do.
Michael, I want to just say something I heard the other day that I absolutely love.
What?
I heard somebody say different abilities. So, you know what? Those of us who are blind and low vision, we're not disabled. We have different abilities.
Okay. And the third thing we try to do, besides entertain you, to educate you, is to try to help you get jobs. That's very important to us, try to help you get jobs. So those folks who want to get jobs will get jobs. So if you are ever looking for jobs, you should let us know, because we usually talk about all the time about where to get jobs. But if we're not talking about today in this show, then you should write to Michael, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And when you write, don't forget the end, A-N-D. So it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to me, and I will definitely write back. If you want to call me, and we'll definitely talk. And the point that I'm saying is write to me first, and I'll call you back, and we'll talk. And I promise you, if I don't call you back the first day, within 48 hours, I'll be talking to you. So I'm as close as the telephone if you would like to talk to me. And for those folks also, I'll say this to you. Anytime that you want to have somebody to talk to, that if you're going visually impaired and blind, you're sighted right now and you don't know what to do, call me. We can discuss it. I know the feeling. So the point, I can help you. Oh, and something very important for those people. Remember, I always say one thing. Always get a second opinion. Remember that. Very important. Whenever you go to something important, any kind of major surgery, whether it's your eyes or anything else, get a second opinion.
Yeah.
We're going to the top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yeah.